Blog Talk Radio.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 38% of adults were obese in the year 2013-2014, compared with 32% just 10 years ago. This increase in spite of huge efforts to get people in the U.S. to eat more healthily. So what are you doing? Are you obese? How overweight are you? How long has it been going on? This is a new year, a new you, a new beginning. Did you know that obesity-related illnesses are costing the taxpayer $90 billion a year? But you know what I can't understand? What I can't understand is that most people cannot visualize what the excess fat is doing to their body and how it's slowing down the blood circulation in their body, how it's encasing their heart. And we live because our heart is beating. We die only because the heart stopped beating. Are you aware that you're wolfing down calorie-rich foods? I don't know. Do you read labels? Do you check the menu when eating out for calorie counts? Huh. With your health in mind, can you, will you knowingly what you're eating? You have the choice to eat less. Why is it there's a generation out there during the Depression? I see them eating like it's their last meal, like someone is going to snatch it from them. I'll look at closer to home. It happened in our family. And I said to this person, are you aware of what you're doing? No one's going to take that food away from you. Slow down. The music won't last. Take time. Take time to eat. Most of you are obese or overweight, need food or embrace food as an entitlement. I deserve these goodies because you fill in the blank. So how do we control obesity in the crisis? It is a crisis in the U.S. In Europe, in Hungary, they imposed a tax on manufactured foods with high sugar content. And other countries on menus. Now, you know, here's the truth. When I go out to eat, I'm not going to count calories. But I have to admit to you, I've never had a weight problem. It never occurred to me to have a weight problem. All right, listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Our world is shrinking. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Log on blogtalkradio.com and hear the show. Log on, the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Weigh in on this, no pun intended. Call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Now, while you're writing that down, just going to take a little breath. I just came back from working out, so I'm drinking Blinky's coffee. The best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. It's decaf, but I do use cream. So just give me a minute so I could take a little slurpee. Ah, that was good. Now, what about you? What am I going to do with all of you? Oh, by the way, I just checked my profile on Blog Talk. I've done 1,039 shows. has anything, my shows are eclectic, has anything that I've said made a difference in your life? It would be nice to know. You could call in 347-637-3789. You know, this is the only day that you have. This is the only moment that you have. The past is gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one. This is all that you have right now. Pick up the mirror. Look at yourself. You know, I don't care how fat you are. That's your choice. That doesn't change you as a person, but what are you hiding from? The true you has been covered with fat. Do you enjoy being fat? Do you enjoy being obese? That's again, you know, it's all relative. On yesterday's show, I said, our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choices that come back to embrace us and others that come back to bite us in the butt. What is your choice? And then what about the little children that are so obese? Oh, aren't they cute? They're just darling. But they're obese. They're just too heavy. It's not healthy. You know what? Well, Can you get this? This is the only life you're ever going to have. I had this conversation with Luis, working out at the gym during my intervals when I will take some conversation. He said, you know, Kathy, I've done some bad things in my life. I said, don't worry about it. What are you hanging on to? Learn from it. If it didn't hurt anyone, didn't maim anyone, so you learned. So what about all of you caring? Oh, and then there's another gal. She's just in her mid-40s. Oh, beyond obese. That I have to tell you about Tom, partner in writing books. I knew that he had a weight problem. And when I talked with him before he passed away on September 22nd, 2015, I heard the doorbell ring and I said, Tom is of pure intent. Well, who's coming? Oh, that's the pizza guy. And I wondered why Tom never couldn't get too excited about meeting me for lunch. And I thought, well, it's okay. We know each other. We've met and so on and so forth. And I didn't lay too much on him about that. And I said, out of curiosity, Tom, I want you to tell me the truth. What is your weight? He said, 300 pounds. Whoa. Thomas, I think you know what to do. But he lived alone, and he loved to cook. He was a gourmet cook, and he had a kitty cat. But he said he weighed 300 pounds. And then I'm online. I'm just overwhelmed that I lost him. Some people are not teachable. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. I would just touch on his weight, but I didn't want it to get to a point where he would say, oh, Kathy is calling, and all I'm going to do is listen to her kvetch about my weight. It's my decision. If I want to be obese, I'm going to be obese. Be with me here now. It could happen to any of us. Even the Slim Jims. But the propensity is more toward obese, overweight, morbidly. What is your body mass index? Around that time in September, I would call Tom and I'd get his voicemail and I'd say, Thomas, give me a call. He didn't call. Saturday came, Thomas. I want you to know that if I don't hear from you shortly, I am going to call the police in your area, and we're going to find out why you're not returning my calls, because that was not his style. So I let Sunday pass, and on Monday, I go online. The insensitivity that I witnessed about his passing, I'm still reeling from it. One of his brothers decided, oh, yeah, and I'm still ticked off about it. Oh, you bet I am. Oh, you bet I am. Can you imagine? I'm not a fan of Facebook. I just click on it every once in a while, and why I did that day, I don't know. But there was a message from one of his brothers. I'm very sad to announce that Tom, my brother, passed away yesterday. That's how I found out. You know, I thought it was surreal. I thought, man, am I reading things? What's wrong with my eyesight? What do you mean he died? So I had the telephone number of this brother. And I said, what happened? Well, he died of a heart attack in the bathroom. I said, well, his poor heart probably couldn't take any more. I know that he was 300 pounds. And he said, Kathy? Now, this is allegedly. I still don't have the truth, and I don't even know if I want the truth. He said it was closer to 500. Can you imagine the stress that was imposed on his heart? And Tom was only in his early 50s, and he would say to me, oh, Kathy, I've got a whole life ahead of me. Ah, you're what, an octogenarian? I'm in my 50s. Life is mine to dare, to enjoy. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give, but if you are obese, come on a scale of 1 to 10 and 10 being the highest, look at yourself. How do you look? How do you feel? What are you hiding from? In some cases, I'm convinced that people use their weight to hide. It's a shield for them. This goes back years ago. I wrote the Exciting Woman program for one of the big outlet stores here that they were having a big program on men and women losing weight, mostly women. Well, it didn't come to fruition because the coordinator was fooling around having an affair, I guess, with the leader of it, but blah, 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 blah. That's non-essential. What is essential is that why they called me in. Now that the women were losing the weight, they didn't know how to handle the attention. They didn't know how to handle the flattery because they'd been so accustomed to, oh, you're so fat, or, you know, the line, the looks that you give people that are really overweight. You know, it's their choice. It's your choice. Live your life your way. No one really cares. And if we have to put a tax on foods, then we're going to have to do that. But I don't want it to affect me. I enjoy my little sweeties, but I don't have to eat the whole pound. You could put me in a chocolate factory, and I'll take a nibble, and that's it. A macadamia factory, a different story. So what's your story about your weight? How we view obesity . There are two goals. One is to feel good about yourself and your body if you've made the decision to lose some weight. The other is to be fit and healthy. You know, our bodies come in all shapes and sizes, and of course, weighing more or less than the average is fine, just as blaming or shaming is wrong. But wait a minute. Would we want anyone, whether it's a nurse or a doctor, to say, oh, you're absolutely perfect the way you are, to a girl who is anorexic? Why? It's an emotional imbalance. Or to a boy who is obese? Look in the mirror. Tell me. How do you feel about your body? How do you feel about your body? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? Are taxes going to make any difference? Would it make a difference to you if the soda pop or the junk that you're eating, they imposed a heavy tax on it? Would you stop buying it? You know what? This is your body. This is your life. It's about your choice. Forget about anyone else. Your choice. What are you entitled to? Tell me, what are you entitled to? That you find peace and tranquility in gorging yourself, and you just may die. Medical disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist. But I've studied enough. I have studied enough to know that it is pandemic. Look what I opened with. In 2013-14, there were 38% were obese, compared to 32% just 10 years ago. Why is that? Do you think that menu labeling is going to make any difference? I don't think so. I don't look. When I go to a fast food, it's my treat. I don't look at the calories. But remember, I'm very active. I burn it up as fast as I shovel it in. But I'm not obsessed with eating. When I had my business on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, I had quite a few women that were really overweight. And I said to one of them one day, I'm going to ask you a very sensitive question. Please don't be offended. Do you ever say no when you're offered food? And she said, no. I never refuse food. Now, let's go back to menu labeling. They said that many studies find that menu labeling does little to alter consumer. It's all behavior. It is all your choice, choice, choice. And many times, the food items with the lowest reported calories, the so-called healthiest, were the most likely to be incorrect. We could do it for the restaurants, yeah, you know, another prescription, but no, it all goes back to you. You, you, you. What's going to be the prescription for you? What are you going to resolve for 2016? By the way, Tommy had to stop driving, and he kept telling me it was his bad back. The reality is, he couldn't fit in the car. Is that you? Is that you? Can I challenge you to losing weight? Come on, call in 347-637-3789 and let's talk about it. Know that you have a partner. And what are you hiding behind all of that fat? What have you suppressed in your body and in your mind? Because you know you're all remarkable. And there are no two human beings alike. Can you take the challenge? Can you take the challenge right now? To partner with someone who's very knowledgeable about losing weight. It's your health. It's your heart. Do you get it? It's your heart. Listen to yesterday's show. The stress of fat, what it does to your heart. And ultimately, we're all going to die from heart failure. We die because the heart stopped beating. That's the reality. Obesity. When I come back after acknowledging my sponsors, or actually they're my partners, there's another flip, another side to the coin of obesity. And I'll share it with you, but I'm doing it with a heavy heart because I don't want you to embrace it without going to a doctor to find out what your blood pressure is, your cholesterol, your good and bad, and your body mass index is. And what are you doing to prevent obesity? The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on February 25th. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact and Ironworkers, Manly Men Titans, Titanics Bridging the Future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world, and you will not see a tubby tuba in construction. Oh, there may be an isolated case or two, but they're lean. They're lean, and they're creators, co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dompedion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. And we're going to start showcasing females, estrogen, and testosterone vying to be part of the vision, coming together to create a better informed world. To learn more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. And to learn more about Ironworkers, they offer a full spectrum in career development to earn while you learn. But you have to qualify. They are the Dompedion of the trades. What do you want to be, a career or do you have a job? They're not blue collar. They're white collar. I love illuminating the character of Ironworkers, their hidden talents. I love to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District, 50-plus club, where the brain and the body come together to keep alert, to keep active. And in the 50-plus club, you'll see an occasional portobello. And you guys, you really have to get rid of that. You have to get rid of that big, big belly. But that's your choice, isn't it? Didn't I go back to it's your choice? With your health in mind, can you, will you, knowing what you're really eating, you have the choice to eat less? It's up to you. The 50-plus club, born lonely, obese, your choice. Log on, heparks.org. Out your park districts, senior centers, libraries, and remember that your voice defines who you are, what you are, where are you going. It shall be my pleasure to talk to you about how we can improve not only your body and your mind, but your voice too. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on to the website, simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And click on all of the buttons, and be sure to click on, scroll down to the books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. One of the stellar sponsors of the show, discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now, right this very minute. No costly equipment, no costly operations. They are all natural methods and techniques. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. It isn't just Alzheimer's and dementia. It's obesity. Do you get it, the triage? So where do we start? Log on heparks.org. Greg McIntyre. He's our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. The tax man cometh. He'll help you with your little baby issue. Rates kick in if you really want him on for a good length of time. And remember, obesity, stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into your body. The leading factor in premature aging and death. I can't sugarcoat this. I'm not going to. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. You know how to get the book. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, Toxic Negative Thinking. Get her book through Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And remember to click on Choices. Ah, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. You will not be able to put the book down. Now, the other side of the coin. Now, tomorrow, we're going to talk about, yes, I'm fat. It's okay. There, I said it. But there's a study now, obese may not always equal unhealthy. I didn't want to share this with you because I didn't want you to go thinking that you were healthy when you haven't even checked out your vital statistics. Now, many overweight and obese Americans might be perfectly healthy when it comes to blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels, while many thin folks may not be the picture of good health. Nearly half of the overweight U.S. adults were metabolically healthy. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but don't you dare think that this gives you free license. Oh, I heard it on Live with Kathy. It's okay. I could be as fat as I want because that equals healthy in my case. How do you know? Call your doctor. After this show, call your doctor and check out your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your high, your low, your body mass index. Are you walking? Are you hydrated? What are you thinking? Until tomorrow, make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.